my
people
friend.
That you most look up to was a copy boy, and I was at the Herald Tribune, sports writers.
Yeah.
And there was one particular, very nice, handsome southerner, dark-visaged, but, you know, white, but the, one of those handsome southerners.
Probably had some black blood in him.
His name was Glenn Allen, and he covered horse racing. And they always greeted me warmly, you know. And we used to chat now and then. And then Friday or Thursday, he said, "How would you like to go out to the races with me on Sunday at the Belmont?" I said, "Well, of course." So he said, "Okay, meet me Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, at the Long Island Railroad station." I said, "I'll be there." Then on the Saturday, about 5 in the afternoon, he came up to me and said,
"Hey, oh, you've been shopping."
And said, "Tell you what, since you're going out the track in the morning, why meet at the station? Why don't you come overnight at my house, my apartment, and then we can go together from there." So I said, "Fine." So I called up my mother and said I wouldn't be home that night. I was going with them.
Mind if I just move this?
Yeah, just like that. And you know, I was a grown boy. I could do what I want.
Are we eating here, Carol?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as the Saturday night, this is about 5-6 o'clock, and as he was leaving, having written his story, he came up and said, "On second thought, why don't you come and spend the night at my apartment, and then we can go from there." I said, "Fine." Called my mother, said I wouldn't be home. And about 8 or 9 o'clock, we left. He said, "Let's stop off at the Paramount. There's a Maurice Chevalier movie that we might want to see." So this is the Paramount Theater, used to be on 43rd Street and Broadway, mm-hmm. No longer exists, replaced by an office tower. Mm-hmm. So we went to the movies, and along the way, as we sat there, his hand begins to wander.
Oh, yeah.
And so I moved it off. I think he made a mistake on which thigh he wanted.
He thought maybe it was the guy on the other side.
His hand came back, and I suddenly realized what this was about, and I panicked and I fled.
Mm-hmm.
And came home. My mother said, "I thought you weren't coming home tonight." I said, "Well, you know, things change." So when I came in on Monday, which was Saturday night, I came in on Monday.
Hello? Hello? Hi there, where are you? Oh, super. Nine it is.
Who that?
Yes, Annabelle, they're downstairs.
Oh.
I'll finish up while you're down. I'm going to turn this thing. He was just tape recording this. I didn't want to stop.